This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Monday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
checking in.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Guys, it's going to be beautiful out today, almost 60 degrees. The sun is going to be shining. If that doesn't want to make you have a drink, well then...
A lot of drinking talk this morning.
I know, you know, Friday.
Did you black out on Saturday or what?
No, I was so well behaved.
Were people so drunk?
There was
at the cannery.
Well, I told the owner of Tin Cup, my buddy Dan, I said, you know what, man? How many people would you say are gonna forget to close out today? He goes, over 50%. Statistically.
And that's, then what they take 20%?
Yeah, they'll just 18, go ahead and whatever tip whatever they got to tip on the car. So I was like, yeah, that's so. But if you went to the Lucky at the Cannery in Fairport over the weekend, I hope you were safe. I hope you had a good time.
My friends were pissed.
I hope you took an Uber.
They were trying to play pickleball, couldn't get a spot.
Are you kidding?
It was really bad.
I got there, I got to that parking lot at 11:30 by noon. Slap, couldn't do it.
Yeah, no,
couldn't do it.
It's insane. Insanity.
All right, let's get to our friends. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. Who's here, Breeze?
There's so many friends here that just want to hang out. What are you guys doing? What's the 411? Rebecca's here. She says, good morning. I was in Fairport this weekend, and it was slamming. What did they do exactly? They just had, like, different...
So everybody in the cannery, every restaurant or bar, you have... Fairport Village Inn, Iron Smoke, Country Roads, Tin Cup, Campania, all of them, contribute to this pub crawl. They always do it the weekend before St. Patty's Day. All the money raised helps out the Child Advocacy Center.
Okay.
So there's wristbands that are sold.
Nice.
And then you kind of, it's a pub crawl. You go from bar to bar within the cannery. TJ Ryan's, all that whole strip there.
Sure. So best bar in America.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, but it's an all-day thing.
Right.
And then I was with, you know, our friends at Eid Honda of dealerships, you know, handing out beanies, purses, wristbands.
Not the purses. You know. They were giving away Louis Vuittons at the booth. I love it.
It was fun. It was a fun day. But I couldn't stay.
Yeah, sorry, I missed it.
Yeah, I couldn't stay the whole time. I had to leave there at 4, go home, shower, change, get to Penfield for a surprise birthday party. So it was one thing after the other.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was also at a surprise birthday party on Saturday.
I heard.
I was there for like an hour. And then I went down to see my friends at Unwind.
Oh, yes.
Braiding there. It's a very cool spot in there. Love it in there. Can't wait to go back and actually like drink and have a good time. They had like a women's day.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very fun. Who else is here for their good vibes? It's Lily. Vibes are good. I have drama rehearsal for Legally Blonde, so that'll be fun and a very busy night tonight. Love it.
Let us know
where
when
that shows. Yeah, where and when? Let us know. Because I love Legally Blonde.
Come through. Are the vibes up?
Yeah. For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of just vibing about my weekend recap. But yeah, they're up. Had a nice day yesterday. The sun was out, so you know I was vibing. And speaking of Fairport, went to Ricky's for breakfast. Had never been. That's next to all that jazz that we were just talking about. And then went for a beautiful walk on the canal.
Beautiful.
Just gorgeous walk.
We love a nice walk on the canal. Right in the 5A5.
Yeah, so that was fun. Alyssa from Ontario's here. I was at Country Roads on Friday, and it was also slamming. Country Roads, take me home.
Yeah, I had to be a Tin Cup also Friday night for the Bachelor guest bartending event.
I'm like, might as well move to Fairport. I gotta get.
I was like, enough is enough. But the vibes are up. Leaving for Florida this weekend coming up, and of course, payday on Friday. We love that. So, but overall, the vibes are pretty good. Let me get to one phone call here. PXY, good morning. Who's this? Morales. Good morning, man.
What a fun name.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I appreciate it.
What does Morales mean?
It's my last name.
Oh, it is.
Oh, I love
What's your
that.
First name? Jesus?
Jay, yep.
Oh, I saw
love
this.
It.
I saw the caller ID. Are the vibes up this morning?
Yeah. I mean, they could be better, but I'm a New York State corrections officer who's about to find out today if I have a job after 19 years.
Oh, wow, man.
I have a lot of brothers and sisters who have put many, many years, you know, careers, life.
Right.
Life with their families, time with their families. And the governor just doesn't care to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And take care of her people.
Yeah, well.
So I'm en route to the line.
Yep.
The 2025 Wildcat strike.
Sure.
New York State. So just want to give my brothers and sisters a shout out. Let them know that I love them all and hold strong.
Yeah.
We talked about you guys last week.
Yeah, we did. You know, and honestly, man, good on you for just standing strong. I mean, you put 19 years in. That's no joke. And I can't imagine what that job entails. I know what most people who are have somebody who's a corrections officer in the family. The stress of the job has got to be just through the roof, especially when you're working. What's the longest shift you've ever worked, Jesus?
36 hours.
Straight. 36 hours.
That's insane.
And how does that work? Do you get like a... I have a feeling I know the answer to this, but it's not like they're giving you an hour lunch, are they?
Technically, we don't have any written rules where we get lunches.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
We go throughout the day and we cover each other and take care of each other and say, hey, we got a couple of minutes. Go ahead and go get something to eat. We'll take care of whatever you need. And then we just continue on doing that for each other all day long.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And you got kids, too, right? You have kids?
Absolutely. I have three kids, yes.
Yeah, wow. So, you know, family is got to be so important to you. And you're probably with a schedule like that, you're not seeing them
absolutely.
As much as you would like.
Correct. And that was the biggest thing is, you know, officer safety, as long as incarcerated individual safety. And, you know, the balance between work and family.
Yeah.
Because this has actually caused a lot of issues with a lot of families, you know, a lot of tension. A lot of people drive hours to get, you know, to work.
Right.
And they're gone for days at a time.
Right.
So, you know, if we could just hear her people and actually understand what they're saying, we would have gone a long way. So today is pretty much the day where we find out.
Yeah. So will you do us a favor, man? We're pulling for you, fingers crossed. Will you call us tomorrow, give us an update of where you're at?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, brother. Hey, good luck to you, man.
Good luck to you. We're thinking of you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Good on him, though. Fingers crossed for our boy, Jesus. That he received some good news today. All right, hopefully we'll talk to him tomorrow. We'll check in. Coming up on the show, the big story of the day, Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. 893 days, returned back in January, and this past weekend was his homecoming. We'll tell you what happened, who was there, coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 893 days, and that's how long Ryan Corbett of Livingston County was held prisoner by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Corbett returned to the U.S. in January. Then this past Saturday morning, they had a homecoming for him that was held in his honor in his hometown of Dansville, which is, I mean, I'm trying to think of 893 long days. That's wild. He says people ask me now, how did you survive that? And he says, all I could say was God's strength, and it was taking a day at a time. But a lot of the times it was just taking it 1 hour at a time. Corbett is an entrepreneur with Bloom Afghanistan, which is an organization focused on helping boost Afghanistan's economy. And it was during one of his visits to the country that he was captured. In August 2022, he said, it was meant to be a short trip to visit my staff and just teach a quick seminar. And then he says he was detained. At first, they told me that there was an Islamic State threat that was against him. They wanted to keep him safe. They told me that I was their guest. And if I was a prisoner, I would know it because they'd have an underground cell for prisoners. They, from one moment to the next, started to change their demeanor completely. They took my phone. They frisked me down, threw me into that cell. And then for the next 29 months, I was held by them while waiting for our government to work out a solution with my captors.
That's insane.
He says, my wife worked with determination from day one up until day 893. When we set our vows here in Dansville 21 years ago, we had no idea what, for better or worse, actually could mean.
Yeah, that's wild.
So 220 people in attendance. Almost nobody, obviously, as more excited than his wife, Anna, but they said his longtime friend, Abby Miller, who traveled 8 hours from Indiana, painted a picture showcasing the moment Ryan and his wife were reunited after more than 2 years. It was nice to see that homecoming and the 220 people that showed up for him on Saturday. But man, after 893 days, it's nice to have him home. It's a crazy story.
That's insane.
Glad he's safe.
That is literally insane.
Coming up on the show, an interesting parental confidential, but a relatable one. How do you teach your kids to handle disappointment? Vanessa from Rochester says her 12-year-old daughter is beyond disappointed after learning she was not chosen to be in her uncle's wedding this July, but her younger sister and cousin were. 585-252-9800 if you want to weigh in on this this parental this morning. We're going to get to Vanessa's message coming up just after the break on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Okay.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas. Completely anonymous. And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
Trying to teach my kids how to handle disappointment well. This is going to be a tough one today. Got this message in from Vanessa here in Rochester. She says, my one daughter, who is 12, is very upset after she got upsetting news last week. Looking for some advice. My daughter was not chosen to be in her uncle's wedding, but her sister and cousin were.
What?
Let's get into the message Vanessa wrote. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Listen to you guys every morning on the way to work. Was hoping you'd be able to read my message for Parental Confidential. My husband and I have two girls, 12 and 8. Going to a wedding in July. It's going to be local here in Rochester. My youngest was asked to be a flower girl, along with her cousin and another girl from the bride's side. My nephew is going to be a ring bearer. My older daughter, the 12-year-old, is just coming as a guest. And she's trying not to show it. She's super disappointed that she doesn't have a part in her uncle's wedding. And the only other kids in the family who don't have a role are her two other cousins with special needs. Does anyone have any good advice? What is the best way to help my older daughter handle disappointment? I've tried talking to her, but she shuts me down. She was very excited when her uncle announced he was getting married, quickly lost interest, and was upset when she found out her sister and cousin have a part in the wedding and she doesn't.
Yeah.
Wedding's coming up this summer, and even though my husband and I tried talking with her daughter about her being disappointed, she usually shuts down and won't talk to us about it. She says she's fine, but the tears in her eyes when we bring it up tell a different story. Would love any help from anyone on this morning. Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Yikes. Okay. Also, like, bad on the, what's his name? Uncle for leaving her out.
Well, honestly, this is a great teaching moment. Not everybody gets to do everything they want in life. So sorry, but you know, enjoy being a guest at the wedding, because honestly, you're probably going to have more fun. It's less stress.
She's not 30, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
It's like literally her dream to like be in a wedding. She's like, no, that dream will be ripped
away. It's not as cute. After when you're 10 or older, it's just not as cute.
Oh my God.
10 and younger?
That's tea.
It's the truth. That's the truth. Wow. I'm so sorry. You didn't make the cutoff, sweetie.
You are literally savage. No, you're savage.
585-252-9800. Guys, text or call us. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. And also, if you have an example of how you taught your kids, gave them a lesson when it comes to being disappointed in life, what did that look like?
Right. Please
because
let us know.
The world has not begun to harden them just yet. I mean, you listen to this show. You hear how bitter we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't even have kids.
Not yet.
You know? Here's who's our friend Lori texting in this morning. Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I think she just has to go through the motions of the disappointment. But at 12, I'm willing to bet she would love it if you make this a bonding experience for you and her. Take a day without your youngest. Go pick out a dress together for the wedding. And then when getting ready for the wedding, do hair and makeup together. Maybe get nails done a few days before. But talk about how excited you are that she'll be a guest with you. Make it like a hangout session, but just for the girls.
Like include her, but like include her in all the wedding things, just not the actual wedding.
Right. Trick her.
Okay. I want you to play your daughter this segment because to be truthful with you, being in a wedding is not all it's cracked up to be. Maybe I'm just saying that because I've been in 8 in the last 3 years, but take the break while you can. You know what
Listen,
I mean?
I've been in 8 or 9 in general, but as a 12-year-old kid, it's exciting because it's something new. You've never got to experience it before, but also it's family. Can I understand and see why this 12-year-old's upset? Of course.
Did I tell you the other day that my cousin sat me down and was like, so, shaky voice.
We're not going to put you in the wedding?
I'm not going to put you in the wedding. I cried tears of joy.
Oh my God, that's
No,
great.
I was so excited. I was like, oh my God.
Did she say why?
No, she was just like, I figured like you've been in so many and like, blah, blah, blah. I was like, thank you. Thank you so much for looking out for my mental health.
And not only that, you're not obligated anymore to go to the Bachelorette. That's great.
That is a... No, it's a dream. It's a dream.
Who else is here? Guys, if there's something she has been wanting, but you... If there is something she has been wanting, but you have been holding off till she is older, maybe let this be the time to reward her. It sounds like she's handling her disappointment pretty well. No tantrums or retaliation to your younger daughter. I would reward how mature she's getting. Okay, so some people are saying reward her. This is just sad. Why is she not in the wedding? Are you close enough with uncle that you could ask if there's a different small job she could do to feel included?
Well, I
hanging mean, out, handing out programs, passing out bubbles, etc. No, I don't think the uncle needs to be going out of his way on his wedding day to make sure she's included.
No. But like they do have a point. Like, for example, I have a friend who, you know, has all these friends and couldn't put everyone in as a bridesmaid, but she did ask one of the friends who wasn't chosen as a bridesmaid to have a reading or to do something. So that is a task that like a lot of people do. So
the bubbles,
she could do a reading. She's 7. She's like,
well, at 12. Yeah, she could. She's totally capable of doing a reading at church, I'm sure.
Right.
Let's go over to Tim. If you guys are just joining us, we're doing a parental confidential. Vanessa wrote in and said she's trying to teach her kid how to handle disappointment well. Her daughter's 12 and very upset. She got some upsetting news last week. She's not in her uncle's wedding, but her younger sister and cousin are.
Yeah.
Let's go over to Lori. I think she just has to go through the motions of the disappointment. At 12, didn't I just do that? I did. I'm sorry. Let me go over to Tim. Not everyone needs to have a role. This is a life lesson that she needs to learn. Do not ask the uncle to change things up. The day is set, and unfortunately, your daughter doesn't get to be a part of it. That's just how things go, but it sounds like she's being mature about it.
Yeah.
She does sound like she's being mature about it.
Again, sit her down and tell her how amazing it is to not stress on that day. Just let her know. You know? It's...
Bring her over to... What's that place next to Giants? Footloose? I don't know.
What?
Bring her a massage.
Happy Feet?
Yeah, bring her to Happy
Feet. This is crazy.
That's the place. That's the name I'm going to come up with when I own a massage joint. Welcome
Footloose
to Footloose.
Is crazy.
Come on in.
Oh, my God. I went to Cozy Feet in Fairport the other day. It's all the same.
Nobody steal my idea, okay? I have this on tape. Footloose, I call dibs on Footloose.
It's been done. The deed has been done.
No, there's no way.
There's like 4 foot massage places in Rochester. Plus, you need a pedicure. You don't need a foot massage. You need like an actual pedicure. You need to get the nails did, the hair did. Go pick out a nice dress, considering you're not going to be wearing a flower girl dress or anything of that sorts.
Yeah. I recommend doing this at Marketplace Mall, too. You know what I mean?
Get a nice, beautiful bite at the Ethiopian restaurant right after you do your shopping.
That's exactly where I was going with this. And then I'll go over to Olivia that says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. This is a great teaching moment for your 12-year-old daughter. Lean into it. Go for a drive, just the two of you guys. It's easier to talk side by side, especially if she's trapped in a car for a long drive. Remind her that you understand why she's feeling disappointed, but teach her that she won't feel this way forever. Sometimes just a simple conversation between mom and daughter will do the trick. Yeah.
Perfect.
Couldn't agree more. I remember those long drives with my mom.
You trying to jump out the car window. I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah. I you know, growing up, I was punished a lot. Oh. But I always told my dad, I'd rather have you just slap me around for a little while instead of having a 2-hour conversation with me. Because those were worse.
Yeah, this has transpired. This has come full circle in your adult life, for sure.
But, you know, it's not like she's in trouble here. So the conversation between mom and daughter, I think, is just exactly what the doctor ordered. Right. But good luck. I hope you guys have fun at Uncle's wedding. And yeah, of course, you can throw it out there like, hey, is there anything my daughter might be able to do to be included? You know, that could go either 2 ways. She can ruin the entire day. Or it might be magical. I don't know.
The uncle's wedding is probably going to be a snooze fest. Let's just call it for what it is. And then she can dip out early.
All right, guys. We'll take a quick break. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on the show because we know you guys just love this segment so much. And so do we because we're learning so much as adults who don't have kids just yet. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. 98 PXY.